Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we come into your presence in this meditation to focus on your word, to spend time with you, to listen to you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for you being here for me always, for you being in my heart, my soul through baptism, present around me in the beauties of creation. Anytime I turn my heart, my mind to you, I find you within and without. I activate my faith. I believe that you're here present. I believe that you're active in my soul and will speak to me. And that even at times when you are silent, that is already a message to me. And whether I sense you or not, I believe you are there guiding me. I hope in you. I hope in your goodness and your love and your promises. Open your power to deliver me and to deliver on all of your promises for my good. I love you, Jesus. I love you the way I love others, by caring for them, by making them a priority, by taking an interest in their needs and their cares and concerns. And I love you the same way, Lord. What you want, what you desire, what you need from me, I want to make that a priority in my time, use of my gifts, skills, and just in my availability to you. I thank you. Thank you for this time. Thank you for the graces you'll give. Thank you for all the blessings of my life. I'm humbled, and I humble myself before you, hoping and asking to speak to me. Just as a poor man begging, I have no pretext, no leverage over you. I just hold out my hand and ask. Matthew 8:1-4 is what I'll meditate on this morning. When Jesus came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him, and then a leper approached, did him homage, and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, "I will do it. Be made clean." His leprosy was cleansed immediately. Then Jesus said to him, "See that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." I love this passage, Jesus. You know that. You know, I love that phrase, "If you wish, you can." How many times have I prayed that phrase to you, Jesus? If you wish, you can. Sometimes in petition, Lord, asking you to change something in me or in a circumstance I face. Sometimes even the bit of doubt or concern, if you really wished, you could. But with that underlying thought, but you're not doing it, so maybe you don't want, maybe you don't wish. Now today, Lord, I pray that prayer in confidence. If you wish, you can. I pray it with this leper. I know you can. What I've heard from others, just like this leper, I'm sure he heard others who were healed and formed in him a confidence like, well, if I ever meet this Jesus, he could heal me too. As he heard those victories of your ministry, he might have started to think and begin to have hope in a way that he'd never had before. It's like, wow, if I can meet this Jesus, he could also overcome this challenge, this amazing or horrendous, better said, horrendous illness that I face that I've never been able to heal from. No doctors could help. I'm doomed. But maybe Jesus, like a first hope, is up in his heart. And I identify that with that, Jesus. Like, there's areas of my life I bring to you that maybe even I have lost hope. So I bring those to you again with renewed hope. You can. I know you can. And if you haven't up until now, who knows why? It's not for me to understand, but I just bring them to you again with confidence. If you will, you can. Situations, my family, situations, my community, situation with souls that I serve, whatever those situations are where I may have lost hope, I renew this morning in my meditation with this leper. If you can, you will. If you wish, you can. Make me clean. Overcome this obstacle. Resolve this conflict. Give grace of conversion where it hasn't arrived yet. And I love Jesus, this next phrase. He stretched out his hand, touched him, and said, I will do it. Be made clean. What I love about that phrase, Jesus, is maybe it's evident after you read the whole thing that it was you stretching out your hands, touching him, and saying, I will do it, be made clean. But it's also open to interpretation that the man himself stretched out his hand, touched you, Jesus, and said, and then you said, I will do it. No. Or maybe he did it. Maybe it's a continuous phrase, Lord, if wish, you can make me clean. I will do it, be made clean. He reached out to you. He stretches out his hand to you, touches you, just as you reach out your hand and touch him. It's so symbolic of my own heart reaching out to you, God, continuously, and you reaching out to me. It's a phrase that could also summarize the incarnation of humanity longing for redemption, crying out, reaching out to God. And God then reaching back out to man reminds me of those two hands of the creation of Adam in the Sistine Chapel by Michelangelo. There's a mutual reaching out, a mutual touching, a mutual willing. And certainly God is the foundation and most important because he has the power and only he can make clean. But it also highlights that man has been given a divine spark, a freedom, an autonomy. And there's a part in my own healing that requires me to reach out. I need to will it and want it too. And so it's a mutual reaching out. God and man in establishing his kingdom and in receiving the grace of healing that God wants to give and fixing, so to speak, or improving relationships, confronting situations. There's a divine and a human element. And so, Lord, we both want it. I want it. I want to look at those different elements, the situations where I'd love you to step in and touch and heal. But I'm also examining myself. Is there something I need to will and want and reach out to you more sincerely for those situations to grow and improve your healing? Goes both ways. So Jesus, I reach out to you. And finally, this phrase, see that you tell no one, but go show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses prescribed. It's going to be proof for them. I mean, there's a very human reading of it. It's just a prudential call from Jesus. Like, hey, don't tell anybody. Don't create more of a buzz around me that creates more of a pressure for the Pharisees or to do something. Or maybe it's a real deference and humility of Jesus is don't tell him, go tell the priest first. Go let them follow their process for the healing of leprosy to reinsert you into the community. Go allow yourself to be examined by them to see that you no longer have the skin disease. And they can then make a kind of a prescription that you're allowed back in, a declaration, maybe a public presentation. Was part of the process, and the priest was the authority that did that. So Jesus wants him to follow the process for his own healing, for his own reinsertion in the community, and didn't want to preempt that by them starting to declare for themselves that they were pure and clean and could just autonomously jump back into community life. Jesus wants to respect those channels for the good of the healed man, but also for the good of the community to have comfort and confidence that he indeed was healed. There's also maybe that element of Jesus not trying to preempt the day of his demise, right? To pace it and let that conflict evolve slowly, but also giving opportunity for those who didn't believe in him, who would eventually oppose him, maybe giving them more space, more freedom of conscience to believe in him, to not be under the public pressure of their peers and we got to do something, but allow them to slowly process what he was doing, see his miracles, and internally assent to them and start to grow in faith to the point that maybe they'd have the courage necessary to oppose their peers and side with Jesus. Whatever the motive is, Jesus, I just love all the different levels that you're working at and your humility, your patience, your kindness, even your deftness at managing the growth of your ministry and the establishment of your church and the growing conviction of the apostles and forming them and all the different elements that you are humanly and divinely about in establishing your church. It wasn't just willy-nilly or fly by the seat of your pants or your tunic. It was really reflected. I don't want to say calculated in a negative sense, but you had a plan. You had a goal. You were about building your church and forming apostles, and I can learn from that. It can be a path and a guide for me as I build your kingdom and form people and launch your kingdom in the world. Yes, led by the Spirit for sure, but also intelligent, guided by the Spirit through the truth and through intelligence. Jesus, thank you for these lights, for this inspiration, for this time of meditation, for the lessons that you've opened up to my mind and heart. Help me bring them into the day. Give me a take a moment now, maybe to form a resolution that can impact your living, your thinking, your acting during this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.